This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Just after 12:04 on Monday, the 18th of March. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj,
Frida Liu.
All the way through until just about 1 o'clock today. If you'd like to get in touch with our show, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Today's topic of discussion: when has efficiency worked against you? So the question is, when has it worked against you, and when has it become ineffective because of it being too efficient? Now, let me give you an example, right? Let's say, for example, in a hypothetical world, you left your bank card somewhere on a Saturday afternoon, right? And you forgot all about it, and you didn't realize until Sunday afternoon. Whilst you're in the middle of doing your grocery shopping, you open your wallet, your bank card is not there. You open your phone app to check your bank card and find out your bank card has been blocked. Therefore, you're like, aha, I've clearly lost my bank card and left it somewhere. Tracing back, I found out where it was. Oh, hypothetically. And hypothetically, called that establishment and they said, I have your bank card. And I'm like, okay, great. What did you do with it? We called the bank. The bank said they were going to call you. And then the process from there would have been they've blocked your bank card. Right. Great. So the bank have not called me, but have blocked my card. The gentleman in the store did the right thing by calling the bank. This, though, leaves me in a bit of a dilemma. It's Sunday afternoon. I have a trolley full of groceries, and I cannot pay using my bank card because, obviously, I don't have it. But I went to fetch it, and then I had it in my hand. So I called the bank, and I said, I have the bank card. I have my passport. I have all of the relevant details that I need to reactivate my bank card. What do I need to do? You need to come to the bank tomorrow, the same place that you opened your bank account, with your details so that we can now
unblock it
and give you a new card. And I think to myself, well, part of that is great. They were immediately on it. They blocked my card. They prevented any mishap. But it raises that bigger question of, okay, you've been almost too efficient that you haven't thought about how you could be effective. What you could have done is said, okay, sir, we can do it over the phone, or you can pop into one of our local branches that is open on a Sunday and you can pick up a card from there. None of that seemed to be part of that process, or indeed an option. And then it kind of got me thinking, you know, this is efficient, but it's ineffective in some ways. And then I got thinking, like, you know, the stuff that we do here on a day-to-day basis, great, we use Google Docs all the time. You know, we share our documents on there, our interview questions are on there, our show rundowns are on there. What happens when Google Docs goes down? You know, none of us have access to that unless we've downloaded the forms physically, which we tend to do, Frida, as old school people. Arvind has now joined the club and started downloading real paper. So this is what we thought we'd have a topic of discussion about based on that, right? So that's what we're starting off with. Our second question or topic is, why do people make unethical choices at work? Story number three, your company is not your family. And we've kind of spoken a lot about this in the past. Story number four, five lessons most people learn way too late in life. There's some stuff in there that's really, really interesting. So to kind of back up this topic of discussion that I had about the efficiency, here's a quote from Peter Drucker. Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things. Simple. It's just, it's as simple as that. And we have this obsession with efficiency. It's not exactly news that we're an efficiency-based, obsessed culture. You know, just look for stuff like life hacking. And it catches us young. You know, if you're a bright kid, much of school is boring, and you try and get through with as little effort as possible, you learn to be efficient, especially when you get into work. You learn to triage, to meet targets, to look busy. If you're lucky, you might convince yourself that you're doing a good job, that there's some kind of meaning in how many widgets you've cranked, how many customers you've responded to, how many prospective clients that you've called. But what we're missing out on is purpose and passion. It ends up being pushed aside because you're rushing through to be efficient. Things you should be looking at things that improve your effectiveness instead of doing more and more to achieve a sense of efficiency. So this is a couple of questions that I thought to myself. So hypothetically, the questions that you ask myself, that you ask yourself, can I cut 60 seconds off my coffee run? So I'm back at my desk with, you know, your coffee faster. How quickly can I clear my inbox? What's the best filing system? How many items have I ticked off my to-do list? Can I work through lunch to get more done? All signs of being an effective person, but you're missing out on an awful lot. If you kind of looked at that question and kind of analyzed them a little bit better, you'd get, Would cutting my caffeine intake make me less jittery and irritable?
Right.
Why is my inbox so full anyway? Can I delegate some of this? Am I in the right job? Are these projects going anywhere, or am I working on them just for the sake of something to do? Can I sit with somebody at lunch, enjoy a fun, meaningful, thought-provoking conversation instead of it just being getting through lunch and getting work done? So, you know, just refocus a little bit. What do you want to do with your life? What's your purpose? What gets you fired up? What gets you excited? What skills, what talents do you have? Little things like this. You know, if you are efficient and effective and you want other people to be like you, teach them. Train them.
Right.
Do something like that. If you're a writer, spread your ideas. If you're a parent, teach your kids to do the simple chores. Mm. Let them be your slaves.
Mm.
In a way. You know,
you're feeding them.
Yeah, well, you're feeding them. If you're a manager, empower the people below you. You know, give them more freedom and autonomy so that you spend less time micromanaging and they can be more effective too. This idea of efficiency and effectiveness, and like he's just said, efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things.
So, I know, like, back to your hypothetical situation.
Hypothetical situation.
Very detailed hypothetical situation.
Yeah. I'd like to tell a good story.
Yeah, sure.
You see, a lot of times when companies go through these processes and they find, I've worked out a process for this, but they never think of part two and part three, right? So all these different touch points, and sometimes these are very archaic methods that has not been updated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's annoying, right? Why can't they just get this call and say, can you please unblock it?
Yeah.
Right? And then you don't have to make new cards.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, it's just the fact that the guy is called, now this is my details, I'll give you the password, like the secret code, my mother's name or whatever, and then prove it, and then just unblock it. It saves everybody time.
Hypothetically.
Right.
What they had hypothetically said to this fella was that we will call this gentleman to tell him that his card has been lost.
Which they didn't.
And then we will ask him what we want us to do. You know, if they had have done that, I would have gone, don't block it.
Yep.
I'll go and pick it up.
Right.
You know, problem solved.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, you mean the fella lost his card?
Yes.
That guy, yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what he might have done had he been in a similar situation.
Had he gotten the call,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. When I see stuff like this, it reminds me of like newsletters. That's the only thing that comes to mind is like when companies send out a lot of newsletters to sort of like cater to your likes and your dislikes or what you may like from their store or shop or catalog or something. It's effective in the sense that it always comes on time. Like on the dot, you get like a newsletter on a Tuesday at 11 a.m. It's efficient. I mean, it's efficient because it comes on a Tuesday at 11 a.m. It's never effective.
Right.
Or it's hardly effective.
Right.
Like think of stuff like Netflix. Netflix tracks everything that you watch. So the moment I've seen something, it sends me an email saying, oh, you just finished watching this. How about checking other things out? And then it gives me like 30, 35 titles in that email itself. It looks like spam. It's efficient because they're sending me the email the moment I finish it and they're recommending other things that I should watch.
Mm.
But to me, it's like if you give me 35 other things that I can watch, then it's not personalized at all. So, you know, it's efficient in the sense that you're doing it because you want to send out a newsletter.
Right.
Effective, no, because it doesn't convert to me watching anything.
Well, let's say you receive that same email and instead of there being 35, there's 3 or 4.
Yeah.
See, now that would be a lot more effective, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because the algorithm now, it acts according to what I've seen, and then it is more catered to my likings, and it gives me like 4 titles that might be super sort of like customized to what I've watched in the past. The same goes for like shoe stores.
Mm.
So when I go shopping for like sneakers and stuff, they will send me a newsletter after I've bought something saying, hey, you just bought this, check out these other things. But they're never in the price range that I've purchased before.
Right.
They're never in the style or the color that I've purchased before. They're just like random products like splattered in a newsletter. So again, efficient because they are tracking me and they know that I've bought this. I might want to buy other things from their store. Not effective because there's no click through. It just goes to like a delete, the bin.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me be clear just before we go further. I am very thankful that this gentleman in this hypothetical world and this hypothetical banking institution did what they did, you know, because I could have left my card anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm, I echo what Frieda said, part two of that is where the efficiency and the effectiveness needs to kind of be, I think, rebalanced perhaps, and looked into. Anyway, that's the topic of discussion we're having. When has efficiency worked against you? Have you been left in a supermarket clutching your groceries, unable to pay for them perhaps? That's a hypothetical situation. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break now. We've got some music coming up from The Walkman with Little House of Savages. When we get back, story number two. Why do people make unethical choices at work? That's all coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.